we did was we posted what's called an outbreak notice. And really all that does is inform travelers that there is an outbreak of a certain disease occurring in a certain location, and it gives travelers advice and guidelines on how to stay safe. So we don't consider it an alert. We do this for a number of, quite routinely for disease outbreaks or situations around the world that might impact travelers. When we consider outbreaks of certain diseases around the world, our concern is for U.S. travelers. And so one of the things we look at is how many U.S. travelers go to that particular location. And we did some research and we found that about 400,000 U.S. residents, usually as part of those travel programs, and we felt that was a substantial number of U.S. residents that could potentially be exposed. But we used their reports from their official website. We usually keep them up until the outbreak is considered over or controlled. We feel that the Cuban Ministry of Health, their health authorities, will probably get a quick handle on the situation. So as soon as we have an indication, either from through their official websites, that the situation is under control, then we consider taking the notice down.